Hi, everyone. This is Kathleen Francis, your host of Wise Women on the Progressive Radio Network. And once again, we're very eager to have a wonderful guest who can impart some wisdom, which is the purpose of this podcast, to those of you who are listening. And you don't have to be a woman even to be gathering this bit of information that might be helpful to you. So today, we have a wonderful and kind of unique sort of guests that I'm very pleased to present. Her name is Laura Lee Lysak, and she has devoted her life and her numerous talents, she's a very talented young lady, to creating enlightenment support for all beings, as she puts it. She is internationally renowned as a full body channel of Kuan Yin, the Bodhisattva of compassion, and the director of the Kuan Yin Creation Center in Sedona, Arizona. And she's done that for 30 years. 30 years, Kuan Yin has ignited thousands of people around the world in enlightenment through Laura's body and creating new enlightenment support systems for the earth. And for 25 years, Laura's mission has been to create enlightening conscious children's television and toys. And along with her unique talents, portal of power, and enlightened perspective, Laura brings humor, I can attest to that, a radiant heart, and a touch of magic to all of her projects. And that is so very true. I do have the privilege of knowing her here in Sedona. And as such, I thought, you know, I would really love to have Laura on our show. So Laura, welcome to Wise Women.
Thank you, Kathleen. I'm delighted to be here.
And you know, you carry such a wonderful energy. I wish people could see you. You carry the wisdom and the grace, and yet you carry that childlike innocence and that kind of sweetness that children, you know, are always embraced and loved for. And that's what I always see in you. So thank you for coming on today. And if you wouldn't mind, in conversations in the past, I've been quite intrigued, being a woman in the entertainment industry myself in the past, and accounting the beginnings of your work with Spielberg when you were working in the industry in Los Angeles. So I always found that a very interesting story to for others to hear, because so many people, probably more women than men, I don't know, have had the experience and the concerns that you did in that process. So tell us about it.
Well, when I was 22 years old, a Seth book fell off of a bookshelf in a bookstore. Do you remember the Seth books? Do you remember?
Seth, yes. Seth? Yes. Oh, I read it and reread it, and I have stories of my own to tell about that. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, so a Seth book fell off of a bookshelf and hit me in the head. And that was my spiritual awakening. That was the day it all started, because those books just opened me up to metaphysics. And I decided that the basic premise was that you get what you concentrate on, and you can create anything you want in your reality. And I thought, yes, what if children knew this and didn't spend 25 years of victimhood in their lives and then having to unravel that thinking? So my mission was to go to Hollywood and to create toys and television for kids that was enlightening and conscious and, you know, them understanding their powers. And because
what
I was
a
on
marvelous a mission.
Thank you. And because I was on a mission, I pushed my way through a lot of doors that I probably wouldn't have had the chutzpah to do if I wasn't so focused on that. And I ended up at one point being asked to be the production designer on an animated project for Steven Spielberg at DreamWorks. And among other things I had done before that. But and I remember at that point learning what imposter syndrome was.
Oh, yes. Let's talk about that.
Because I used to walk into that job thinking, this is the day they're going to figure out I don't know what I'm doing.
I know that one.
And so I had to say, okay, if I create my own reality, then somebody's going to walk in and tell me I'm doing a great job. Or somebody's going to walk in and say, this is what we were looking for. And every time it would happen. And so it was.
So you produced the intended result.
Yes, exactly.
Very, very
yes.
Nice. Yeah.
My mindset, I always got the repercussions of my own mindset. So after a year of that.
And that's one of the most exciting things to do, is to set an intention, focus on it, and then watch what happens. And of course, we set an intention, but we also have to take action. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's something that I think is really important for anyone of any age to really entertain and experiment with.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So in your own way, you were doing that, experimenting, taking your thought, your intention, and then actually seeing the result by people coming in saying exactly what you had intended them to say.
Sometimes the words, they would say the exact words.
Interesting.
Yes.
Very nice.
So,
yes.
Yeah. It was a very powerful creative time. And I feel like I was on purpose and on mission, and that was very exciting to watch. And Spielberg asked me what I wanted to do next. I wanted to create my own show and things like that. So it was a stepping stone for the channeling I ended up doing. And
interesting.
Ultimately.
And how do you think that occurred? You say it was a stepping stone. You know, I hope our audience can follow, you know, that tracking that occurred, because it, one wouldn't necessarily consider, you know, the spiritual work of channeling to be something that in the entertainment industry was, you know, a very grounded, expansion into the whole world kind of approach, where, you know, entertainment is that.
Yes. Yes. Well, I think for me, since I was on a soul mission, even in the entertainment world, it was that production time was a graduation into being able to carry more energy personally for the planet.
Oh, that's interesting. That's a very interesting way of putting it. And I can relate to that. So, you know, sometimes I think when we're pushed with intensity, because I know, you know, coming from the entertainment industry too, boy, when we've got deadlines and we've got to get something done and we've got to, you know, match what is requested and
yes.
above and beyond, I know that feeling, and it pushes our consciousness into a place where we have to meet, you know, the mark.
Yes. Yes.
What you mean? So that intensity of purpose and energy that had to produce results quickly. I remember when I was at Hemdale, you know, I was one of the vice presidents there. I don't know if you knew that, but we were introducing phone cards at that time. And I had hired Linda Day George, who, you know, I had hooked up my husband to, so that my former husband. And so we were good friends. And I asked her to be on camera to do this promotion, this commercial, as it were, that went out on, you know, like 9 million videos that they were sending out to promote the phone card. And she calls me 2 days before and says, oh, I'm just not well enough. I can't do it. So I had written the script. I got all the production points together. I did all the graphics. And then there I was, and I thought, oh, my God, I'll have to do it myself. So I ran out, and I got this long blonde wig because it recalled for that kind of character. And by God, I'll send it over to you. You're going to laugh when you see it, but you just had to, you had to step up and get the job done, you know?
Yes. And yeah, we're definitely, I saw young men go bald in 2 years in their 20s from cartoon deadlines.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Stress.
Yeah. We know that world. But the segue that I was speaking of, I think, is I came to Hollywood because I wanted to create conscious television for kids. And so I was immersed in that world, and I was a part of channelings at the time and things. And so that was what was feeding my intentions. And so,
yes.
And as you so aptly described, the entertainment industry is a high pressure, high intensity world. And, and it was hard for me to hold Kuan Yin. There was a point when she started coming into my body, and it was very hard for me to hold her in that environment. It was almost like they were.
Oh my gosh, I can imagine. But now, would you mind telling us, how did this start to happen? How did Kuan Yin choose you, and what happened to you in this process?
That's a wonderful question. I was very inspired by channeling through all of my work, as we've described, you know, from the Seth books. And there were channels in LA at the time that I was taking classes with. And I was literally taking channeling classes. And that was the most exciting thing to me outside of my daily work, was to go to my channeling classes. And at a certain point in those classes, Kuan Yin started to come through me. And I had a journey to Bali, and a high priest in Bali did a ceremony on me that he said cleared me back to my ancestor Lord. And I didn't know what that meant, but for several days afterward, it was like a laser beam was going through me, and poems were coming out, and high priests in the etheric were blessing me. And it was this very powerful time. And when I came back from that journey, I tried to channel the other beings that I had been working with previously. And this huge energy came down into the room, and the lights literally went out. And people could see this being with dark hair and a green dress sitting in my body. And she put my hands in this mudra, and she bowed my head. And she said she was Kuan Yin. And I didn't know who that was. Yeah, it was phenomenal. It was like, and I have chills as I tell this story. Yeah.
I'm having chills right now.
Yeah. And so she was so intense, I could barely hold her in my body. And I'd been training for years at that point. And and so then I found out who she was afterward. And my friends all had statues of her. And the way she sat in their statues was the way she sat in my body. And and it became a... Yeah, and then there was several months after that where I went back. I was working for Spielberg at the time, and I couldn't hold her in my body during that time. Again, it was incongruous energies. And when that project stopped, it was like, this is Kuan Yin's time. You have money in the bank, you know, no sit and channel. And I was spend a couple of hours of bliss with her in my body. And then I'd wake up in the middle of the night, and I'd be writing 25 pages of emotional purge. So I was told by my teacher at the time that you're just consider yourself 25 pages closer to being clear for Kuan Yin.
And
it was a very intense mission, and felt like she was the light and I was the dark and I was dissolving. And as that it was intense time. And then she started pushing me. This is to be shared, to be shared, to be shared. And so my friends became guinea angels, and so now it's 25 years later, or 31 years I have been channeling Kuan Yin. I've channeled
my goodness
thousands and thousands of people. Now I'm considered Sai Ma, who is Sai Baba's successor, calls me her Kuan Yin. And the way Kuan Yin works through me, one of the reasons it was such an intense transition, is that she physically comes through my whole body. It's not like information. Some people just, when they channel, they talk.
Channel, right.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
It's like energy comes into their head. She comes through my whole body. My arms and legs move. She's running energy. It's a full body thing. And she creates energy structures for the planet to enlighten all beings. And that's created by people working together in grounding source through their bodies and giving it to each other and to the planet. So she calls it enlightened support systems. And it's incredibly powerful, intense, and her mission is to enlighten all beings. So it's a big job.
it certainly is. You know, so many of us have been chasing enlightenment. You know, I lived in India for 6 months. I don't know if you knew that. And I was promised that from my guru. And coincidentally, Satya Sai Baba, I know a lot of people are not familiar with these things, perhaps people listening are not, but Satya Sai Baba he manifests the Vibhuti. The fact of the matter is I have a huge picture of him in my bedroom. So I wake up to him every morning and manifested in the Vibhuti, this solid gold coin that he's famous for manifesting. And his picture was on one side, the picture of his guru, Shirdi Sai Baba, was on the other. And you know how things appear and disappear. I had that, I kept it in a pouch for years, and then I decided I should wear it. And I put it on a gold chain. And then one day I was in the shower, because I didn't take it off, it was gone. I guess he just took it, or I don't know, put it in me or something. But, you know, I yearn for that. I keep thinking he'll give it back to me, but I don't know. So I've never told that story, but
oh my goodness.
Yeah. So that's interesting. I mean, so often when I have guests on, there are certain lines of synchronicity that are fascinating, and this certainly is one. And, again, for our listeners, I think what a great recognition for Satya Sai Baba's predecessor, or no, I mean,
successor.
What do you call it? Successor.
Yeah. I struggle with that one too.
Yeah. Anyway, what is her name again?
Sai Ma, Saimaa.
Sai Ma. And, people to maybe check out who Satya Sai Baba was and the amazing, amazing stories. And I've got, maybe not on the podcast now, but later I'll tell you just a recent incident with Sai Baba it was actually on Easter night after I left you guys. Something quite extraordinary happened when I went home after we were all together. And I went right to a passage where he talked about this emerald necklace that his teacher had, and he manifested that emerald necklace for his students to see. Because he said, "Do you want to see it?" He manifested the necklace and let them all see it, and then he took it away and disappeared.
Wow.
And I mean, when these things do occur, and I've had a lot of these things happen to me, things appearing and disappearing, it gives verification to those of us on this path of the other dimensional capabilities and what that can mean to us,
Well, and absolutely. And I think we're in a time right now that is such an incredible empowerment for everyone, that we all have these capabilities Do you know? And there we are in a time when the energies are shifting so dramatically on the planet, like the whole fabric of what we exist in is accelerating in this time.
Yes.
And so,
yeah,
and as
what a bumpy
says,
road.
Everybody's got the power. They just need to know what to do with them. You know?
That's yes. And that's, you know, it's like, I think I'm just feeling strongly that that's, you know, my whole purpose in life is shifting. And I really feel that those of us that have had the grace to be empowered and being given instruction and to just be in the presence of elevated beings, they pour themselves into us. And I think that many of us know it's our time to step into that larger aspect and really start contributing on a higher level. And that's scary for for me. I mean, you seem to have bridged that gap, but you know, it's no small thing to think, uh-oh, I think I need to do more than what I've been doing so far, you know?
I think we all have this transformational construct of energy shifting us, you know, dramatically right now. So we're all going through these transitions. We're all feeling more powerful than we were. We're all more inspired than we were. And everyone is looking for what to do with all that power.
Yes. Yes. And activating, to me, I think activating that DNA, you know, Gary works a lot with the DNA, Gary Nolan, you know, who, you know, I connected with for so many years. And that DNA, I just feel, you know, we've got to, and it, you know, who knows, it could happen in an instant that we activate this DNA that they call junk DNA, and it's probably God DNA. And so, you know, something I know for myself, something is very profoundly occurring just in my own experience of my life and who I am, and the reactions that I'm getting on a daily basis from people, strangers, you know, and just people coming into my shop. And it's like something in me is pulling in these amazing beings and this energy. And it just feels like something has to be birthing here. And it requires, and just like you said you would wake up and have to write 25 pages of what you had to get rid of, you know, and having, going through the clearings that we have to do. I mean, I don't know about you, but I've had quite a life experience that has been very challenging, very painful, hard for me to even realize that I'm still here, because I've certainly been, many times just going, oh, no, I'm getting out of here. Oh, no, I didn't sign up for this. I'm getting out. Hard, really hard stuff, really hard stuff. And it doesn't, you know, doesn't stop even sometimes. But you have to learn how to navigate these things. I guess that's part of our training on a spiritual level. I don't know.
Yeah, so that reminds me of some things that Kuan Yin, some of her key phrases. And one of them is, I don't need to be a part of this.
I don't need to be a part of this. Boy, that needs to be my new mantra.
And another one is,
because it always looks like I have to take care of everything. You know, it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's like setting a boundary metaphysically right there. I don't need to be a part of this. Once I was looking at my garden on a beautiful May day, and it was growing. It was green. It was lush. I was like marveling at it. And out of the blue, this hailstorm starts with these quarter-sized hail balls that were coming and ripping up my garden. And I was like, what do I do? And I'm saying no. And I'm saying, you know, I'm trying to visualize it going away. And I said, Kuan Yin, what should I do? And she said, I would say, I don't need to be a part of this. And when I said it was like somebody pulled the plug on the hail machine. Yes, it just stopped.
How? Amazing.
Yeah.
All amazing. Right, everybody out there, try that one. I don't need to be a part of this. I don't need to be a part of this.
And and you know, and that is testimony to how powerful we are. And that's with all the new powers that are grounding through these higher dimensional structures that are infusing into this planet right now. that are coming right through our bodies. I mean, literally through the central column of our body, the portal of energy is moving through us. And when we ground that portal and send enlightenment to all beings, just that intention, I extend enlightenment to all beings from a grounded place. Yes. You are so powerful. You are as big as the planet, and you're transforming everything around you. And so you're protected, you're manifesting of light frequency. Do you know?
Yes, I do know because this wonderful woman, and it's sort of interesting. I'm just there in my shop, and you know, people think they're coming in to buy something. But I always say, okay, now the magic happens. They're just coming in to connect with me and see what. And this wonderful woman came in, and you know, I want to bring her. I mean, she's moved here, and she is a naturopathic practitioner, and she's gotten her doctorate. And I mean, it was like, oh my gosh, I spent time with her, and I just fell in love with her. I mean, it was like we just, you know, that instant recognition with each other happens. And oh my gosh, it's like I get shivers and I start to, you know, tear up. It's just unbelievable. And then another extraordinary artist comes in with this exquisite music that I can't wait to share with you. He and his beautiful daughter. And I, it was like, what? You know, when that happens, it's time and space just disappear. And we just move into that essence of knowingness. Hi again. It's like we're going, oh, hi. Oh, you again. Oh, like from some past life, who knows what. But extraordinary happening.
You know, this is a time when people are literally transforming each other in those
colors. I love that.
Yes, you know, that everyone is empowered right now, is empowering each other, and we literally are creating this global transformation in these connections. Do you know?
Yes.
So you're a portal of power, they're a portal of power, and together you're igniting this greater
field. Exactly it. And oh my God, I got these ideas that I'm so excited about. I can't say it on the air yet, but I, you know, that word igniting, that is it. We are doing that. You know, we're lighting each other's candles, we're lighting each other's spiritual fire. And when you know that we're not alone, and we, you know, our team, our tribe, we're there, we're doing it. We actually are, like, you know, I know you've had this, but I've always, my mission has always been make a difference. Then when I teach my acting classes, I tell everybody, you know, what do you think you're doing here? You're here to make a difference. Because why? When you're in the entertainment industry, as you and I have been, we know the impact can happen, you know?
Yes.
And I mean, you're wanting to do that for children now more than ever. That needs to happen.
Well, the children that are coming in now are so, so enlightened already. They came here to help this transition on this planet. They're on task for the most part already, do you know? And so we need to give them the space to be what they are. They're changing us, do you know?
We came
in with a leg up from our parents. They come in with a leg up from the work we've done in these generations, you know? And so they're important, powerful parts of this planetary support system that's growing and igniting and you know, supporting everyone in between everything, you know?
Yeah.
We're all growing in power together. That's the planetary shift that's happening is mass enlightenment. Kuan Yin says one of the greatest gifts of COVID was that there was so much energy coming into the planet that people were so busy that they weren't assimilating it. And COVID got us to stop.
And never thought of that.
Powers. And because of that, mass enlightenment has happened. Do you know?
Wow. So This little 16-year-old, I mean, she's just pure love. We just hugged each other and I love you, I love you, I love you.
It was, aren't they amazing?
Oh my God. I mean, I just was like, Are you kidding?
Oh.
Oh, and she said to me, and it's very interesting because of my background when I was growing up. She said, "You're my fairy godmother." And I never told her my story because when my mother died, and others know this, but my father married a countess from Italy, and I had two countess stepsisters. So I got all the hand-me-downs. I had to do all the work. It was just like Cinderella, you know.
I
But I didn't identify with Cinderella, you know.
gonna
I
say,
identified with the fairy godmother. And out of the blue, she says that to me. See? So, I mean, excuse me? Wow. Yeah.
Well, I think we're empowering each other to such an extent right now that we don't need to be in many of the hard in Kuan Yin says in any hardships whatsoever. You know, if
Oh,
we're
really?
that's what
Oh,
she
my
tells me.
God,
Tell
give me
them that they
that.
don't need to be in any hardships there on this earth, and that we are far more powerful than we can possibly imagine. So in alignment with source, that's the central column of energy coming through,
Right.
grounding it into the earth, extending enlightenment to all beings. You are a force of magnificence on this planet, and your intentions, like you described, your intentions to, you know, to be helpful and all the things that you do, that's infused in everything that you are, Kathleen. Do you know? To me, that's like the easiest way to be powerful is instead of trying to create habits, to say, like, to go in a deep meditation and say, "I am this." This is who, this is the, you know, I am powerful. I am at ease with my power. I am enlightening to the earth continuously. And let that be your mainframe program. And then what falls out of your mouth is congruous to that. Do you know?
Yes, I do know. Now, tell us again about, putting your focus and your attention on, we had talked about that before the show a little bit, and the importance of being able to what you just spoken and take that focus to drive your life and your intentions into the place where you want them to be, which of course has to be followed by action. You can't just, it'd be nice if we just had a thought and it just manifested straight away, but
I
it's
think a
not
lot of that is
always.
actually happening these days, you know, quite honestly.
Really?
Yeah, I you know
Really?
that yeah, the manifestation is faster, and you know, I think one of the bottom lines is this is a quote from Seth from many years ago. You get what you
Yeah.
concentrate on. There is no other main rule, not even one. And
Say that again.
you get what you concentrate on. There is no other main rule, not even one. And then there's a little bit more to that. A nation that hates war will have war, and a nation that loves peace will have peace. Isn't that
Okay.
juicy? Oh my
Yes,
God.
ma'am.
Yes. And along with that goes the phrase from Buckminster Fuller, the fastest way to counteract the darkness is to make rapid progress in the light. So
Amen, sister.
letting yourself be magnificently creational and enjoying the ride, you know, enjoying your powers, enjoying being magnificent with each other, like your conversations in your store, you know, that generates so much power for the whole planet. Just a conversation like that, you know,
It does.
literally you're grounding
It
that into the
does.
whole planetary grid, that
That's true, sweetie.
connection. Yeah.
It's true. And these are people that are coming from all over the world. So this energy is actually, I didn't think of it that way, but this energy that people walk away with is going out to the whole world. You know, and once again, so many times we've heard, each one of us has so much impact that we can't even imagine what that impact actually generates into the consciousness of the mass consciousness of who we are. So,
I mean, and literally from an electronic and energetic standpoint, you know, like, all right, think of a two-prong outlet and a grounded a three-prong outlet. Two-prong
yes.
outlet, you can plug in a little light, you know, a lamp. But if you want to
Yes.
run power equipment, like your
Oh,
rack
yeah.
of your battery, your chainsaw, you need to have the grounding, right?
Yes,
Same
yes.
thing with us as light workers, as energy can, you know, accelerators on this planet. We need to literally ground this column of light source that grounds through us into the earth. And then
Wow.
we are powerful. You know,
Wow.
that's how you run your power equipment. If, you know, a little story, I once had a sound healer come to me who said she wanted to do some sound healing on me. And she was in between homes, staying with a lot of people. So she didn't have grounding right then in her life. You know, literally didn't have a connection to the planet. And she did some sounds and it was really sweet. And she looked like a little gold bubble. And then
Huh.
Kuan Yin popped in and said, "Now ground." And when she did, literally that gold light went into the earth and spread miles in every direction. You know,
Wow.
that little piece, you know, is so important that when you ground your source into the earth, you are a conduit for this transformational construct of energy to move through to everyone here. And so
Very interesting.
as you're sending this energy out from you, from this grounded place, you literally are as big as the earth.
Wow.
Literally,
Yeah,
energetically.
I hear you. You know, and ground is now again very popular. You know, the technique of grounding. Actually, you know about grounding? You know the book Grounding, and you know that there's a lot of healing energy that comes through when you're grounded, and there,
When you
you
put
know
your
that
feet on the
you
ground, is that what you're talking about?
that well, yeah, that also there are bed mats. And a mat, actually, my partner got me one to go underneath my desk. So when I'm at my computer, I can just put my bare feet on, on that grounding pad. So that's, I wonder, that's
Oh,
kind of
interesting.
interesting.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's interesting. Well, you know, it's also, you know, like if you think of a tree, if a tree has very shallow roots, the wind's going to blow it over. But if it's got deep grounded roots, then it's strong, do you know? And that is our strength too here when we have that connection to the earth, do you know? So, and that was another thing that came out of COVID. So many people spent their times now in nature because we didn't, you know, we couldn't be together physically. So there,
Correct.
I saw my nephews become, you know, a lot solid, more solid in their own being because they weren't running from one soccer practice to the next. Do you know?
Oh, yes. So you're pointing out all the unspoken or unnoticed benefits that COVID, produced inadvertently, despite the agendas of the crazy people that want something else for all of us. But that's very interesting.
Yeah, we
Yeah.
were greatly empowered, and look at how different people are. I mean, it's testimony to how many people are enlightened right now or enlightening by how many walk into your shop. Do you know?
Yes, it's true.
Yes.
It's true.
Yes. We
It's
are
really
walking
true.
in a field of consciousness, and things that when you and I were younger, you know, going to a yoga class was not that common. People didn't really know much about it, things
Right.
like that. And now that's, it's everywhere. Everyone, you know, and every commercial on television has to do with consciousness things, you know, it is
Right.
mainstream, you know, so we have
Yes.
grown. Remember when an affirmation was a new thing?
Yes. Then the law of attraction emerged.
Exactly. And so we have the consciousness systems in place for everyone to transform right now.
It's
And that's
true.
what we're doing, you know?
Yeah, that's what we're
And we're
doing. We need to demonstrate it. We need to
and we're
actually
empowering each
demonstrate it.
other. Yeah, and you know, I want to say, let yourself be powerful to everyone who's listening. Just let yourself be that. Let yourself be magnificent. Let yourself share your consciousness, your excitement, your joy, your wonder, you know, share your bigness. Know that you magnify source right down through every molecule of your being. That's who you are, you know. We are creation in a body. We are creation in action. Like you say, action is definitely important. If we decide where we want to go, you know, then the action moves through us. And so those decisions, like, I extend enlightenment to all beings continuously. That's a choice. If I make
It's a
that
choice.
choice, you know, when I make that choice, if I get on stage and sing a comedy song, someone comes up to me afterward and said, "That was ecstatic what you just did." Because that's what's moving. That's, you know, my radiance is that, you know? Yes.
Yes,
That's
it
my
is.
intended radiance.
Yes, it is. And our
Yeah.
intention, you know, that we and to be brave enough to be radiance, you know, because I know that sort of, you know, it's like I'm humbled by all of this, I can tell you know. I really am, but it's also, it's part of me, you know, it's like you have to be courageous to step into the bigger part of who you really are, you know, to own
Well,
it,
you
to
know,
be able to own it.
on an energetic level, when you do, it actually protects you. So energetically, again, when we ground this source column through our body, and just which is what everyone's got right now, and I ground it and I extend it to all beings, I literally have this field of energy that is transforming everyone around me, and they can't hurt me. Do you know what I'm saying? And they literally are now being transformed in the process of this emanation that is you.
That's a
Let that be who you are. Everyone that's listening, let that be
yeah,
who you
let that
are.
be who
Just
you are.
say yes to it. That's all you got to do. And let that be what is moving through you. And let it surprise you. Let it show you what it is. Let it be
Yeah,
so
let it
powerful.
surprise you.
Let it give you support. Let it give you transformation. Let it give you power. And notice the shifts in yourself when you say yes to that. Yes, there you go. Yeah, and just saying yes, usually you feel the energy immediately. You know, it's like now it's moving through my body. Oh yeah, you know. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, no, it's just that when you say moving through your body, you know, I've noticed, and this started, oh no, I don't know, maybe a year or so ago, but you know, I'm around this or that, and then I get all this shakti, the, you know, the goosebumps, whatever we want to call them, the energy that starts to tickle you, and you just know, oh, okay, that's, you know, it's a recognition of something, you know, that I'm not always sure what it is, but it's just been very prevalent, especially the last year or so, that that energy comes in. So, you
Oh,
know,
interesting. Well,
that
you're
might
right.
be also something that people that are listening could notice, you know.
Well, we have been accelerating. There's been enormous solar flare activity this last year, which is an infusion of higher dimensional consciousness into the planet and into our bodies. And, you know, that's changing us cellularly. It's changing our consciousness. We're oftentimes in these transformation times of accelerated energy like this, our bodies become, we're releasing old things and we're lighting up higher and higher calibrations in us. Oftentimes sleep patterns are really disrupted. It's crazy how hard it's been to sleep this last year for people, you know. And the timing, you know, there could be 3 days of solar flares where as soon as you get in bed, your eyes are wide open and you're just boom, you know, and then, you know, then and when that activity is lessened, then you're sleeping all day. and
oh,
all
yeah.
That.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that, yeah.
Both sides of that. Exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're giving a lot of power to the planet in our physical bodies. That's a big part of this transformation. The physical mm-hmm. structure is accelerating transformation for the planet. It's for everyone. We're all giving source to each other. That makes this grand and glorious, magnificent support system.
Yeah.
Everyone to be dancing in together.
Yeah.
It's like transformation is happening in us, because of us, through us, around us, playing in this field of support. Do you know?
Yeah.
And with all that power, it's really important what we choose to concentrate on.
Yes.
It's
oh,
really
God, yes.
Important. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, and Mother Earth is ascension being. That's maybe hard to grok for most people, you know, that it is as if it was a person like, you know, you and I are. And Mother Earth, you know, feels all of our thoughts and intentions and fears and concerns.
And she's transforming right along with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, we're all creating this energy field together. So there's new support structures for her too that are magnifying in right now. And she's giving support to all of us as she's enlightening in these, you know, the bands of frequency that we're all being bathed in right now. You know, so levels of consciousness shift between her and us. There's a new wave of energy moving through both of us in our structures together. Do you know?
Wow.
So there it's, I get so excited as I'm talking about this. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share this, because levels of consciousness are shifting everyone, everything we're a part of, you know?
Yeah.
And we don't even know, you know, it's like we're walking in a different ocean than we have been, you know? And they say too, like the fish in the ocean don't think about the water. I mean, that's just where they are.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what we're dancing in, this ocean of conscious support that is, you know, supporting every part of our being to transform right now. We're, you know, more powerful than ever, ever, ever has been possible on this planet. And our social connections, social media allow us to be, you know, connecting in ways that were never possible before. So we're able to create these mass structures of consciousness together.
Yeah, for sure. And more, you know, this is not necessarily new, you know, where you think of somebody and then they call you. But the frequency of synchronicity right now is off the charts.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and I'm hearing that from other people. You know, I'll text somebody and say, and, you know, they'll walk from the other room. I knew it was you.
Where everybody's waking up.
It's so exciting. It's a new form of loving someone.
No.
You know, it really is. You know, it is. And for us to, you know, move into the, you know, the kinds of loving connections with one another that defy definition. You see? And I've been doing this pretty much almost my whole life, it's in truth. But I didn't, you know, it's like I didn't put my definition to that, so to speak. But, you know, I've been just always like very close connection, very loving, non-sexual connection with like couples, you know, like even my ex-husband and his wife, we were always, Lyndon D. George, after I left, I made sure he was hooked up to a very gorgeous tall lady, and that was her. And people thought, oh, they must be doing a threesome or something, because we were always very connected. Do you know what I mean? And it's just, and I have another couple also like that. And I just have a tendency to be connecting with people in a way that defies the norm, or the what do we call it, the standard of what that definition is about who we are, and that you can have that kind of love for people without it being your mate for life or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
And I
There's
think it's
something
also,
pure about it.
I think that there's a powerful portal that's been created between three people too. I think it's interesting. That was my take on it when you were talking about it.
Oh.
To have, whenever I'm with two other people in a loving connection like that's like a
Oh.
triangle, there literally
Oh.
is a portal of energy that moves into that. There, it's a,
That's
it's,
so interesting.
yes, it's a geometric
Wow.
power. Yes. So
Wow.
that was my first thought when you start talking about that, was that you were creating that a triangle of power with them because of the love that you
Interesting.
shared there. It is interesting.
Wow, it is. But now listen, how do people, are you doing private sessions? What is, do you, are you doing classes? How would people connect with you?
Well, I do private sessions and I do classes. I had taken a little break from classes, but we are coming back. And they can find me on my website and on YouTube. And my website is kuanyincenter.org. And I'm Laura Lee Lysak. And I have a do have an email list if people want to sign up on it. You get a free Kuan Yin activation, and then I will let you know when we're doing things. I have
Sweetie,
done
would you do me a favor? Spell that, because a lot of people might not know how to spell Kuan Yin.
okay. Well, the way I spell it is Kuanyin Center, Center dot org, ORG, and
Wow.
that's and I'm Laura Lee Lysak, and you can find me on Facebook and on YouTube and on my website. And I usually offer an annual in my what do we call it? The light intensive, which is
Oh.
a, it has been in the past a 3 month program, but we offer
Wow.
we did that for many years. And it's very, very empowering, bring Kuan Yin bringing you into your enlightened potential. And
Wow.
it her whole system is based on grounding enlightened support into the earth through your body, and that enlightens you. That creates a
Wow.
transformation through you, for you, with you, around you. And so we create that portal of power in your body and transform the people around you. And in that power, and that creates them transforming other people, and so on and so on. And it becomes
Wow,
like,
so it's contagious.
yes,
So
it's contagious. Absolutely. That's
it's
the perfect
contagious.
word.
Forget about COVID. Let's get contagious with
Yeah,
enlightenment.
exactly. You know that. And when you, that simple phrase, I extend enlightenment to all beings continuously, that changes everything right there. Do you know that? And if from a grounded place, again, when we lose our grounding, like I said, you're not as powerful. And oftentimes when we get in our devices, we're getting connecting into that energy field and we lose our physical grounding. So get your feet on the earth, go sit on a rock, go for a little walk, something to bring yourself back in. And there you're back in your power. And with that
Yeah.
phrase, and let it support you, let it show you what's exciting for you. Let it be an important part of the conversation that's happening on this planet. Let
Oh, yeah.
things come out of your mouth that surprise you in
Yes,
how.
I love it. I do. I do. You know, and then. That's why I love to teach my acting class. I feel like I should pay people to come to my class. Because when you're in a position where you're extending yourself and your knowledge and your wisdom, in the process of it, things start, tumbling out of my mouth, and I'm surprised and delighted by it. I didn't remember I knew that, or something was provoked in me by something that happened with the class. And you see, some of the wisdom and the knowledge that we have starts to be transformed into new aspects of our wisdom and knowledge. And that's really exciting, because again, you're witnessing it for the first time. You know, sometimes I'll say something, I just giggle. I go, "Oh my God, did I say that? That's so cool."
And sometimes, things come out of my mouth and I go, and I have to say, "Does that make sense?" Because I don't know where it is.
Oh my goodness.
So you're a powerful portal of power right here. And you're grounding source and accelerating it and transforming people in every experience that you're a part of.
Thank you. That's transformational
for the whole planet. Do you know?
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for being that, Kathleen. Thank you.
Thank you for being so powerful.
Thank you.
Yes, I think that with all of the things, all the experiences, good and bad, it's like I said this to someone the other night, when something challenging was going on, I said, "God must love me so much to give me so much difficulty to deal with so I can,
I'm not sure I'm going there just yet.
Well, I want to certainly today embrace what you said, that we don't have to struggle anymore. Mm. Oh my God, when you said that, it was like, yes, ma'am. Mm. Let me find my kin. Let me actually let in that I can be loved at the level that I love. That's what I would. I don't know if that's possible. Okay. I never expected. I never.
Say yes to it. Just say yes.
I will.
Say it right now. Say yes to it right now.
I'll say yes to that. Oh, goodness. Yeah.
Let's be that.
Let's be that for sure. Yeah. I just feel like I hope maybe we should create some event here in Sedona or something where we can invite people who are like us to just come and be in the love and, share our creativity, our wonder, our insights, and ignite all of that wonder that's in each of us and just see a bonfire of enlightenment right here from Sedona. That would be so cool.
Oh, thank you for that. I say yes to that.
Okay.
I empower that portal.
Okay.
With my portal.
Yeah, let's just do it. What do you say?
Yeah,
maybe this is what we've because it's exciting to to find kin, to find our brothers and sisters, that have worked as hard as we have on who we are and what we've become and what we can be to someone else, because there's such a yearning in me, I know, to share that part, to really see the impact of what we can do. Yeah. All right. With that said, thank you, Laura Lee Lysak, for this exciting segment. And thanks, everybody, for being here and listening. That's another segment of Wise Women. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.